Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Monty Sewells of the American Shorthorn Association. We're talking Cattlemen's Congress in just a moment.
I'm Randy Grellner. I'm a doctor by day and a farmer by trade. Raised as the son of a sharecropper, I feel more comfortable in cowboy boots with a gun than dress shoes with a pen. I learned hard work and rural values growing up in Kingfisher. Today, as farmers are feeling the impact of inflation caused by Democratic policies, doubling the cost of fertilizer and diesel, we need a stable food supply and we need to respect the farmers who make that possible. I am the only non-career politician and farmer running for Senate. I am Dr. Randy Grellner. I'm running for U.S. Senate and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dr. Grellner for U.S. Senate.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man.
Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Monty Sewells is the Executive Secretary and Chief Executive Officer of the American Shorthorn Association, and he's a member of the fan club of Cattlemen's Congress. Third annual Cattlemen's Congress will be happening this coming January of 2023. And Monty was one of those involved in the conversation when Cattlemen's Congress first came up in the middle of the pandemic.
There was a group that got together, and then we were very supportive and very aggressive in trying to help them make sure that all the breeds would participate. And there was absolutely total positivity with having this, and the state of Oklahoma was behind it. You know, we think back, I mean, this is post-COVID times, but in the middle of that COVID year, all the major stock shows had already been canceled. I mean, most of the state fairs have been canceled. You know, those that were wanting to promote their product in our industry, the beef cattle industry, they didn't have a place to go and show their wares anymore.
And cattle industry professionals quickly came together that first year of organization for Cattlemen's Congress.
The board understood, because we were dealing with people that had exhibited cattle previously, that we needed to make this really an exhibitor-friendly atmosphere. And I really, truly believe that the atmosphere that's been created, the exhibitor-friendly way of structuring this entire show, is what's made it so popular and has made the growth as big as it is. Because even as we come out of the COVID years and go to the next year, which for me, I thought was the test of the show, our breed got bigger. We had more entries than we had the year before. So I think that's a testimony to what the industry was really looking for, to have a show like this, managed like this, with the exhibitors' interest totally number one priority.
You know, Marty, one of the statements that's been a description of Cattlemen's Congress we've heard more than one time is that this is a show that's put on by cattle producers for cattlemen. And that's unusual in this day and age, isn't it?
Yes. And the good part about that is that, yeah, you've got cattle producers that are on that board, and they're involved, and they have the same interest as the exhibitors, which is totally unusual. It's not at all managed by the same type of personnel that you would see at the other major stock shows.
When you think about the Shorthorn breed, you indicated that from year one to year two, we actually saw increased interest, more entries from your breeders. What you know, if you've talked to various members of your board, if you've talked to individual breeders from the Shorthorn breed, what are they like about this Oklahoma City event?
Well, there's a lot of things. The list gets pretty long, quite honestly, Ron. Number one is parking. Everybody compares it to Denver, which is probably not totally fair, because Denver has some restraints just because of where it's at, and it's been there many years. But parking's free. You can park anywhere on the fairgrounds. You basically can find a spot. There's not a lot of restrictions. You don't have to have any passes or badges to get in. So if you got customers coming, they don't have to pay to come see your animals or come to your sale. Your entry fee is a one-time deal. You get your bedding and your entry fee. It's all done at one time. There is no additional fees such as the passes and the badges and everything else. So as these exhibitors start entering livestock shows, it's not a cheap process. And a lot of people may not understand that, but it's really not, because there's a lot of nickel and diamond that goes on behind them. In many cases, you even have to pay to have a permit to put your blocking chute up where you might fit the cattle. So those things just disappeared and have become exhibitor friendly.
Top hired hand for the American Shorthorn Association, Monty Sewells, on those first two Cattlemen's Congress events. Number three comes January 2023. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Corn Belt Classic coming up on Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th. It'll be broadcast live from South Sioux City, Nebraska on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time both days, 66,500 head, over 13,000 feeder steers, 9,700 feeder heifers, 9,900 weaned calves, over 18,000 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.